from sex hormones max twice a day, using 8-prenyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. We had an interesting discussion just before the show started today. You've taught me a lot, Professor Bill Warner. And your website is politicalislam.com. And I'm actually, you should give me your analogy, but I'll give you my analogy. I want to compare them. They're basically saying the same thing. I think of the, whatever so-called underlying cake is the politics or the control system of whatever so-called religion is. And all religion is just the icing. For example, in Islam, it's like going to a cake store. They got 20 or 30 types of icing, but the underlying cake is the same, with little minor variations. And the real issue is, the cake is, how are you going to live in my society? How do you treat me and other people like me, or people that are different, like, say, gay and lesbian? Are you going to kill me, or are you going to segment me or give me an extra tax, like they did, Islam did in Turkey, which is why out of the seven churches in the Book of Revelation, six of them are now Muslim cities, and the seventh one is gone. So what you've taught me is actually, don't concentrate on the icing, which is the religion, right, the slather. Concentrate on the cake. And you've mentioned another thing about the cake and the sword. And give me your analogy now.
The bullfighter analogy is, the religion is the cape, the politics is the sword. So you're
exactly
watching the cape, but it's the sword that'll get you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the reason why, for example, when they did an internal poll of Muslims in America, of 10.6 million, this is done 2 years ago, 50-some percent would vote for Sharia law in America to supersede constitutional law, state or federal law, and 20% of American Muslims would actually kill or damage or attack fellow Americans if it was called by Sharia law in Islam. They've actually returned this as an internal poll. 73% of mosques in America teach terrorism or totalitarianism to first, second, third generation Muslims in American cities, and we tolerate it. And this is a political thing. Remember now, we're not talking religion. We're talking about actions that would harm, politically hamper, or tax, or restrict other people and their abilities to do things by Islam as a political system. The religion, to be honest with you, is really non-compass medicine. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, and they slather with things that are, on a sense, may even look good. They're pro-life. If you're an abortionist, you get your hands and your head cut off before Friday prayers. And they honor with bakshish the people that are homeless or have no money. And they talk about the idea of honoring the disabled or the elderly. But in actual fact, their control system is completely mind-control political system. It's even more mind-control than the socialist systems of communism and socialism. That's how bad Islam is, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, when I have an organization in Europe. And my organization is in Central Europe, Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Austria. And I said, why are you all so enthusiastic about opposing Islam? I said, and these are young people. They're all under the age of 45.
Right.
And they said, we can remember what it was, communism. But we were behind the Iron Curtain. Says, we can remember communism, and we see Islam as a totalitarian system with a god, and that's worse than a totalitarian system without a god.
Oh, boy. What a good summary. What a good summary.
And by the way, these people are very dedicated. They're it says something that they created their own organization and invited me to lead them.
Wow.
And they're hardcore.
Wow.
They study hard, they have trainings. They even have they came up with one. They do love beer in Central Europe. And one of the things, and maybe the rest of Europe for all I know. But anyway, They have something they call Kafirs in the pub. Now, Kafirs are non-Muslims, and so what they do is they go to a pub to discuss and teach each other, and they debate. They do artificial debates on how to debate on the subject of Islam. I just love the idea, Kafirs in the pub.
isn't that cute? I mean, that shows you how clever they are. They've already been stung and tortured by a totalitarian, godless superstate, and then they realize a god superstate is even worse.
No, it is. It is. So, but anyway,
and the other, by the way, thought, the other name of Satan is the superstate of Islam. I mean, one of the things about Salman Rushdie's Satanic Letters is he was an academic who actually just brought up the idea. There was a dialogue. I'm not sure if it was somewhere in the Quran where he made a statement that he wasn't sure if he had dialed up and talked to the spirit of the opposer or Satan or the Creator God. He called Allah.
Right.
And I'd like you to expand on that, because what he did is he got a fatwa put on his head for even bringing up the issue that maybe Muhammad was not talking to the dark side, the opposer, or Satan, which is in the Bible, that was sitting at the hand of God before he was cast out of the heavenly realm.
Well, what happened was is that Muhammad would do anything just about in order to get Islam to work. We have to respect Muhammad. He was a very practical man. He could adapt to any situation. And so this was in Mecca. And so he said, well, I'll tell you what. He says, since we're trying to all get along here, what we can do is that there were these three minor gods. I forget their names now. I think they were women gods, female gods.
Those are all, by the way, his daughters. By the way, one of the statements around the stone of Abraham in the Temple of Omar and on the top of the Temple of Antonius in Jerusalem, it says in Hebrew, and actually in Arabic, and we had the guy who was rebuilding the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and actually the Russian Orthodox Church in East Jerusalem, and he told me, and actually because he could read the Islamic code there, it says that Allah had no son, but he had three daughters, and it's these three goddesses that are in Islam. Please continue.
Well, anyway, so he was like, you know, we could use them as intercessors for Allah. And so the Meccans were like, hey, this is way cool, dude. We can all pray together now. Life is good. And it was recorded that they did their community work, the Muslims and the non-Muslims, the pagans, and everybody was happy. And then, woe and behold, somebody came along and else to talk to Muhammad and says, man, look, there's only one God. This is shirk, S-H-I-R-K, to say they're associates with God. And Muhammad says, oh, wow, I've been deceived by Satan. But the Quran goes further to say, to make this, the Quran always made Muhammad's life easier. And what it said was, all true prophets are tempted by Satan, so don't worry about this. Your slipping here is only proof that you're a real prophet. Clever.
Are you kidding me? In other words, they already had a pre-made excuse that if you slipped, he was actually being deceived by Satan. It would have proved that he was a prophet because he fell under deception. Wow.
Exactly.
Is that clever or what?
Well, you find that the Qurans that I sell three of them, and they're basically a small, medium, and large. It's start off with a big one and just take stuff out until it gets to be smaller.
Right.
Well, what happened was, when I did the first Quran called A Simple Quran, and what I did was I put all the verses in the right order, grouped all the subject matter together on the same topic, and then put Muhammad's life in between it so that you could see Muhammad has a situation in his life, and then Allah always comes along and solves the problem. You would think the proper relationship between God and a prophet would be is that God would be the cause and the prophet would be the effect. But what you discover is, if you integrate the Quran and Muhammad's life together, it's like, no, Muhammad was the cause and the Quran is the effect. What he needed, he got. He got a hankering for a particular beautiful woman, and she was his sister. She was, married to his adopted son, so therefore she was his daughter-in-law.
Right.
But he had a hankering for her. Well, it turns out, Allah looks at the situation and goes, you know what, Muhammad, here's the deal. That is not your son, because there's no such thing as adoption. So since he's not your son, she's not your daughter-in-law, so therefore you can marry her.
Wow.
So what happened is Aisha, his favorite bride, the one he married at 6 and consummated at 9, said, your Lord is quick to grant you your wishes, because this message from Allah came down telling Muhammad that he could basically marry his daughter-in-law, except she wasn't his daughter-in-law anymore. But that's what I mean when I say that Muhammad is the cause and the Quran is the effect.
Wow.
Allah always solves Muhammad's problems. And that's what he did with his Satan business, was he tried to make a compromise.
He's like a good spiritual lawyer in the heavenlies. So, in other words, the top lawyer in the heavenlies is Satan, and he always comes up with an excuse for your criminal activity.
Exactly.
Wow, that's clever. I mean, you have to understand, one of the things that people don't give, they don't give the devil his due. I give the devil his due.
Infinite,
yeah, right?
I tell people, I praise Muhammad for being a very clever man. I do not pay him for necessarily a moral man, but he was very clever. And he created, we have to understand, a whole new form of war, which is called civilizational war, which is also called jihad. Would you think that you could make a surgical scrub procedure something that had to do with civilizational war? Well, yes, you can. Right. Because what happened was in the United Kingdom was the Muslim nurses says, oh, no, no, we can't raise our sleeves and scrub up to our elbows for our surgery. She says, no, 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 that's way too sexy. We're not allowed to display our sexuality like that. So they had to come up with a whole nother. That's what I mean when I say this is civilizational war. Being scrubbing up for surgery, how can that be made as an element of war? Well, they made it that way. So then the nurses in the UK get to compromise, and they wear special sleeves that are sterilized over their arms so that the surgeon doesn't become erotically aroused seeing a female with nurse with her forearms exposed.
Wow.
I don't know of any aspect. The reason for this is Islam is a totalitarian system. Right. Everything falls under its purvey. The Sharia is not an ordinary law book. It also includes on how to say hello, how to knock on a door, how to have sex, how to tie your shoes, when to tie your shoes, which shoe to put on first, how to go to the bathroom. So it's a totalitarian system, and as a consequence, even commodes can become part of civilizational war. And indeed, there was a big movement in Australia that no Muslim should have to sit on a white man's commode. They instead ripped out commodes and put them in the camps, that the Turkish squat style. So even commodes become part of civilizational war. This is the true genius and brilliance of Muhammad.
Wow. Which, by the way, fuses perfectly with the cyber state, where eventually you have total control right down to a cubic meter where somebody is and what their actions are, what foods that they like to eat, what the times they eat, where they eat, what things they like to buy, where they are traveling right to a cubic meter in real time. So in other words,
If the CIA took and got in bed, it did what Amazon with their listening device and what Google does with its data storage, and it was run by the CIA and there were Republicans, there would be blood in the streets and mass riots. But because it's the tech giants, people are like, well, I don't care what they know about me. I don't care if they know what I like to buy for food. I don't care. I know young people who are not, they're like, whatever. We don't care what they know about us. If they just, as long as we can see our MTV, except now instead of MTV, it's...
And then, by the way, that's why there's an alliance between Islam and the cyber control state of the globalists. There's a natural alliance there, isn't there, on the political side?
Oh, there very much is, because the left is totalitarian in its outlook. Its whole business is, do we want to run everything about your life, including your architecture, whatever car you drive, or anything else? So, no, the left is a totalitarian doctrine, and so is Islam. And matter of fact, I argue that Islam is more totalitarian than the left is. So basically, I'm arguing just like the ones in Central Europe. Islam is worse than communism.
Wow.
But, you know, they agree with each other because both Islam wants to take down our civilization and the left wants to take down our civilization. And so therefore, they agree. The left and the Muslims see themselves as hammer and anvil. I don't know which one you'd call that. I'd say the left is the hammer and the Muslims are the anvil.
How about hammer and sickle like the communists, you know, on their mat?
Well, that'll work.
Hammer and sickle.
So, but no, I respect, it's interesting, I respect Islam more than most people. I respect the Muslim Brotherhood more than I respect the Republican Party.
Right.
Why? Because the Muslim Brotherhood does a better job than the Republican Party does.
Well, they have a single-minded approach. Now, we have two different factions. We have the Sunni and Shiite, but ultimately they don't care who arrives when the Mahdi arrives. And by the way, some of these things are coming apocalyptically to actually trigger off the political response of Islam worldwide. They have, if you actually look at the money that the Muslim states of oil states have accumulated in the last 50, 60 years, they have enough control of money. If they wanted to, they could control the world economy very easily. In fact, the state of Saudi Arabia has authorized Sophia to be the first cyber state robot that actually has citizenship in Saudi Arabia. Now, they're going to behead these three journalists in Saudi Arabia, but the thing is, they have
what
these.
What did the journalists do?
One was an author, the other is a journalist, the other is a cleric on terrorism charges. Probably they raised questions that the Saudi state didn't want raised. Again, this is what's coming right now when we have social media, and I don't agree with everything. For example, that the conclusion that Alex Jones comes through or Paul Joseph Watson, but they have a perfect right to raise their issues. And the
of
fact
course.
Is, now. My show has been attacked repeatedly. On Monday, it was actually, and I'll tell you how bad it was. On Monday, this Monday, in the first hour, the power was shut off to the one building where my studio is in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The phone lines were cut completely. Even the stuff running battery backup for the Jeff Rentz show and his Rentz network were shut off, even though he had three battery backup systems and all kinds of redundancy. So we know that was something really advanced, like a cyber attack by the NSA. This is not just a power outage, because the next-door neighbor, no power outage, no phone lines down. Okay? I've had...
Whoa, this is...
Yeah, this is really ugly. And people have to understand, they want to shut us down because we're raising issues they don't want to hear, do they?
Nope. I can testify to this personally.
Right. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. We have back Professor Bill Warner. His site is politicalislam.com. I strongly recommend you get all his books and materials. If you don't really don't know what's going on, if you think the New World Order is bad, the New World Order under Islam, which wants to take over the world, and they actually are pretty close, several things that have happened over the last number of years. We have, I think, around 22 Islamic countries in the world, roughly. 57 altogether. Wow, 57, wow. I mean, I'm talking about big ones, big economy, but 57 altogether. Okay. These Islamic countries want to have a single currency. Most of their banks do not charge usury. They have a different kind of system, don't they? It's against their
charge you interest, but if you look at the, if you keep up with the bottom line figures, you'll discover that borrowing money with no interest is more expensive than just borrowing it with interest.
Right.
They've got a lease system they use. But
yeah.
Bottom line is, if you use Sharia financing for your house, you will pay more for your house than if you just go to a bank and pay the interest.
Right, and the reason is they have to try to skirt the laws, because in Islam, charging usury, just like in the Roman Catholic Church until 1870, was a mortal sin. And people need to understand Islam has got this dark alliance with the leftists and the globalists, and that alliance is going to get broken. And that's probably part of the reason why when there's a deal made after Ramadan, Jared Kushner is going to announce his so-called Middle East peace accord. And it's not only to stabilize Sunni and Shiite Muslims, which are at the core of actually triggering off of World War III, but they also tie in with Russia and China and the West, all together basically connected to the detonator of this dispute where the Muslims of both sides are waiting for the arrival of the Mahdi, the final resurrection of, you've got Muhammad coming back from the dead to bring Sharia law to the world. And in fact, they prophesy that Jesus will be a Muslim, and he will behead Christians if they don't convert to Islam. People don't know this, do they?
That comes from a very famous hadith. He will kill the pig and break the cross. And
right.
Then he's going to get married and have kids. And then after that, everybody will be going up to heaven and be judged. I find all this stuff fascinating.
Isn't it?
And by the way, I wonder if Jared knows, this is Jared
Jared Kushner, yeah, that's
right.
His son-in-law.
He's his son-in-law. Intelligent, nice-looking guy, beautiful wife. But I wonder if he knows that Islam has its own doctrine about how contracts and treaties are to be signed.
I want you to expand on that, because it's important, because this is a central doctrine of Islam, isn't it?
Well, here's the central doctrine. The natural state between Islam and the world is war. We like to, in our political science, say the natural state between nations is peace, and that war is something that outbreaks, and it's sort of like the normal state is health, and war is a disease. Well, Islam
right.
does not share that view. Islam says, no, the natural state of relationship between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, and Mr. Kushner is a non-Muslim, is war. Now then, here's the thing. But you're not, just because the natural state is war doesn't mean you can wage war all the time. You can only wage war after you're strong enough. So what we call peace, Islam sees as we're simply not weak enough to take you down. As soon as we get strong enough to take you down, then we will do so. But any treaty is only worth 10 years worth of goodness. After that, it's null and void. So, and 10 years in the life of a state is not a long time. So the people dealing with Islam here, what kills me is that people want to, if you were going to go off a new strange planet, would you not want to know how they do business and other such things, what food was or whatever it is? You wouldn't just fly off and say, well, the new planet we're going to is just like the one I left. But that's the fundamental assumption that people make about Islam is, well, Islam is just like Judaism or Christianity, only it's a little different. It's not like it at all. That's
no.
an illusion.
Right.
That's an illusion. So Mr. Kushner is playing with people. He doesn't know what rules they're playing by. But he needs to know that it is obligatory for them to lie to him if they cannot accomplish with truth. This obligatory of lying comes in the Sharia doctrine. I have on the desk, next to my desk here on the bookshelf, is a book called The Reliance of the Traveler. And it talks about deceit. And it says, it is always better to tell the truth. So they give you that. But if you cannot accomplish the goal by telling the truth, then it is obligatory for you to lie if the goal is obligatory. So he's dealing with people who have an oath in the DNA of their psyche, which is, the natural state between us is war, not peace, and if we can't get what we want, we'll lie to you about it. So one of the things that stunned me when I first started studying Islam is the concept of sacred hate and sacred deception. I mean, this to me was like mind-boggling.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there are 99 names of God, and in one of the verses in the Quran, Allah says, "You think you're deceiving me, but I'm the greatest of deceivers." Now, just think about what I told you and let that roll around in your head for a while. Allah is the greatest of deceivers. He's also the greatest of plotters and the greatest of schemers.
Wow. That's the name otherwise known in the Bible as the great deceiver, the opposer of the Creator God.
Yeah.
That's the name of Satan, Lucifer. It's one of the king of the blue light, is in other words, the king of deception.
Well, I'm just telling you that in Islam there is a concept of sacred deception.
Right.
So we need to understand this. When a Muslim, if he's the Muslims that he's negotiating with, who all be very friendly, we need to understand this about Muhammad. Mm-hmm. When you first met him, you know, who hasn't foaming at the mouth, screaming and yelling and insulting you. No, he's very charming.
Right.
Very charming. As a matter of fact, if you read his biography carefully, you'll discover he could charm the birds down out of the tree.
Right.
So, but if the charm won't work,
I'm going to make a little statement here. I want to hear your response to it. I think Jared Kushner is smart enough, intelligent enough, and wise enough, even though he's a young man, that he knows that they're deceptive and actually has a plan that when they break the deception, the destruction will be primarily seated on the Muslim cities. For example, most people aren't aware that Israel not only has our missile defense systems, advanced systems they have, including THAAD, but they also have a system to actually destroy every Muslim city, not only with nuclear weapons, but biological, chemical, and scalar-based satellite weapons. They have their own systems that if a Muslim nation or even Russia or China tries to attack little Israel, they will cease to exist. And people don't get this. They don't understand that the nation of Israel has a Samson option. And I don't think that the so-called State of Israel is going to go into a deal completely blind. I think they're going to the deal knowing that the other side eventually will break. And for example, when I walked around the city of Jerusalem in 1992, I had a guy come up to me on Friday and he wanted bakshish. And he whipped out a knife because he's going to stab me because I wouldn't give him alms, right, or shekels. And a guy, Nikola Saliba, came up to me and he said, "Look, you know, I see you and I'm going to rescue this from this guy who's about to stab you. Because, you know, it's Friday and they want bakshish on Friday, which is their holy day, right?" And people have to understand that I think that Jared Kushner is aware of this. And I think he's walking to this not blind, but really with a, if you want to call it, with a plan B that's going to cause very great devastation to Islam worldwide. And we can see it coming, can't we? Islam is walking.
I hope he knows what we know about Islam. I tell you, sometimes I like what you say. I hope you're right. But I tell you, I've met some high-ranking people who were dealt in security that I was astounded at how little they knew about Islam. They may know about satellites and secret codes, but they don't know Islam.
What about with the destruction and cutting up of this guy and dropping his body in acid, Khashoggi? Do you think it was through this prince, or do you think it's some other functionary? Because me, I'll tell you what I suspect. I suspect there are other elements inside Saudi Arabia didn't want the prince to get rid of Sharia law, because he's actually made public statements on this, which is very much against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is not run just by the prince, but by the king and by many other factions. There's 18 different kingdoms inside Saudi Arabia. And remember, Saudi Arabia has some special connections to the Special Activity Division of the CIA, and so does Israel. They're not independent. They are totally dependent. That's why, for example, the military protection of Saudi Arabia and the protection of the dollar with the Saudi and the Middle Eastern oil money is a lockstep arrangement made over 50 years ago. So there's kind of a sacrificial arrangement we've made with these oil states and with Islam that I think is very deadly, don't you?
I think that all relationships with any ideology that claims its goal is to overthrow your government and make the whole world submit to its way of doing business is a very dangerous thing.
Well, look at the schools they have. Saudi Arabia has funded these Sharia schools. There's people still trying to sue Saudi Arabia for 9/11. Now, I know there were actors hired that were actually pilots that couldn't actually fly those jets, but a lot of them were Saudi or their other Islamic nations. Where the pilots were supposedly listed on the pilotry that actually flew these jets into the World Trade Center towers. The fact is that we have enough information to know that there is some degree of connection, even if they weren't directly responsible for the destroying of the towers, because they had to have bombs inside the building and do an internal demolition of the building. But Saudi Arabia was directly complicit. In fact, the fact is that we haven't allowed them to actually sue them or get their medical or their records. They've still hid them and classified them. Is because they don't want us to break the game that we're playing with Saudi Arabia that protects the dollar. The dollar is basically an oil dollar, isn't it? Protected by OPEC.
Well, actually, it is oil. It is an oil dollar.
Right.
I don't know a lot about it, but I think you're correct. The U.S. dollar is the fundamental coin of exchange for oil.
Right. In fact, you can't do anything unless you go through the dollar. And this is agreed with by the... not only the International Monetary Fund, but the Federal Reserve that's run by the Jesuits. And they're directly, and most people don't realize, the projected power is through Saudi Arabia and these Arab states. But it's directly controlled by the SAD, the same people that killed JFK, Special Activity Division of the CIA. I know from my internal classified documents that SAD was going to have regulatory changes by Kennedy because he didn't like how they were operating after the Second World War. And they were involved with other parties to kill him and assassinate him. So people don't understand the Presidential Directive 51 that was put in by George Bush Senior Jr. before he left office was causative of the crash of 2008, but was also causative of a lot of other things that are going on right now that are transpiring, including the situation between Islam and Iran. Iran, basically, and Russia and the Sunni states are literally lockstep walking toward a war. And, this isn't going to disappear, is it? And the Muslim states, both on the Sunni and Shiite side, are now actually prophesying. There's one guy, a media guy in Turkey, who's actually prophesying on Turkish television in Islamic culture that he is one of the representatives of the Mahdi that's coming. And the Muslims have two different dialectics. They've got the Islamic dialectic in Shia and Sunni. And even most of the southern states that are part of the army of the Russians, 42% of their army are Muslim, believe in the mullahs of Iran and their dogma, of Shiite dogma, of who the Mahdi is going to be. So there's a direct link between Russia, Iran, and all the states that are in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which I think is culminating really soon. I don't think we're decades away from a catastrophe. I think we're months and years. I don't think we're decades.
By the way, I want to give an interesting sidebar. We don't want to develop this, but when it comes to, we were talking about the U.S. dollar.
Right.
Did you know that two-thirds of all $100 bills cannot be accounted for? They exist in a dark economy with arms deal and drug deals.
Yeah, and do you know who makes all the money? The U.S. Special Activity Division of the CIA, NOAA, because I took care of secret agents that were I was their doctor. The SAD, Operation Division of the CIA, runs the drug cartels, the organ cartels, and the human cartels in every country on Earth. There's an agency called the Omega Project that was completed by George Bush Sr. that connects all the agencies. That's why Five Eyes and Mr. Steele was directly involved with the British trying to take down Trump because he's coming against the New World Order. Trump perceives as a businessman, but he doesn't fully perceive the danger of Islam or the danger of the New World Order. He doesn't understand the personal danger of the media and how they're working lockstep with Islam. I mean, Ilhan Omar and Tlaib, they make all kinds of statements. They haven't lost their congressional seats or their committee seats. Why? Why are they not removed? I don't know if you can give me an answer. I can't understand it.
Well, I can't either. I think that I do not understand the Democratic Party any more than I understand the Republican Party.
I think they're suicidally stupid, to be honest with you. I think they can play with the beast of Islam or with the cyber tech super states, and they think eventually they can survive it. And I think they're delusional.
I think they're deluded, period.
Yeah, they are deluded. And, honestly, I think some people have what I call their brainiac IQs are 3,000, but it's in the minus category. They have a minus IQ of 3,000. Again, Islam is dangerous, even more dangerous, believe it, than communism. Isn't that hard to believe, but true?
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, we actually are going to be able to get one of the experts with Dr. Juergen on the program if we can for a minute. So, Todd, you can go ahead and try to recall Dr. Juergen on his cell phone. We'll see if we can get him on for a couple minutes. We had some pretty interesting shows there, Hour 2 talking with Lowell Ponte, and with Hour 3 with our amazing expert, Dr. Bill Warner. Dr. Juergen Winkler, by the way, is a functional medicine doctor that does a lot of the procedures that I don't do. He does IPT cancer therapy. He does IV ozone. He'll do pulse magnetic field detox and so on. He does a lot of things. So when I refer, he's one of the local doctors. Now, I refer to other doctors and clinics around the country and the world, but he's one of the top guys in the local area in Southern California here. So if you need someone that can do some of these treatments, I will co-work and actually supply you with my nutraceuticals and protocols and add to him whatever I think he needs. We have Dr. Winkler and a call. I can hear a bit of an echo there, I guess. So hopefully the echo's gone now. We have Dr. Juergen Winkler, who's an MD functional medicine doctor in Carlsbad. And he has a colleague that actually was wanting to come on and talk about a few things. Your name, doctor, and the topic.
My name is Dr. Thomas Eckham, and I focus on using the immune system to treat cancer, an area called oncoimmunology.
Oncoimmunology, wonderful. Now, of course, Dr. Juergen does a lot of that. He does treatment with the RGGC test in Greece. They developed the dendritic vaccine. He'll do augmentation therapy with ozone and other things. How's your last name spelt, Dr.?
So my last name is Dr. Eckham, I-C-H-I-M.
I-C-H-I-M. Okay, yeah. Dr. Eckham, what other technologies do you add to the practice of Dr. Winkler, or what things are you're down here obviously discussing with him and lecturing about? What kinds of treatments can you offer?
So the treatments we offer, we're a biotechnology company, and we just received FDA clearance, and we just started treating people under what's called Right to Try, the Right to Try law.
Oh, right, the Right to Try, the Trump Right to Try bill. That's good. Okay.
Exactly. So we treated the first patient under the Right to Try law using what we have developed is an immunotherapy that kills the blood vessels that feed cancer.
So oh, really?
Everybody's trying to kill cancer using the immune system. The problem is the immune system cells find it very difficult to get to the cancer. Because
right.
if you ever look at a tumor from an autopsy or from a biopsy,
right.
you see that a tumor is actually encapsulated by fibrotic material. It's
right.
very difficult for immune cells. They do get in sometimes. But as you know, the immunotherapies that are FDA approved, they only work in a small percentage of patients because those patients, they have what are called hot tumors. If a tumor is hot, it means that it's immunologically reactive, and it means that it does not have this fibrous layer. The majority
right.
of tumors are called cold tumors. Now, work that Dr. Winkler does is he turns these cold tumors into hot. But that being said, it's very difficult, unless the tumor really changes, for immune cells to go and kill it. So what we have discovered is that blood vessels that feed the tumor, they possess certain molecular flags. And those molecular flags, you can use the body, train the body to attack only the cells that have the flag. So what happens is we made a vaccine from placenta, and we make the placenta start to have the molecules that are found on the cancer blood vessel.
Right.
So these molecules are called antigens, cancer blood vessel antigens.
Right.
We make the immune system kill everything that has that. So what happens, why you want to target the blood vessel is because you end up suffocating the tumor. You choke it.
Ah.
Because
Of course, we know the tumor is going to generate vascular growth factors and make the attract and grow vessels, because without vessels, they can't grow.
Exactly.
So what you've done is very intuitively smart. In other words, you found a way of growing placental tissue to grow the antigens, and now you have basically is a drug or a vaccine that allows you to attack the vessel wall of the tumor cells.
Exactly. That's exactly.
It's a vaccine, right?
It's a vaccine. That is our lead technology. It's called ValoVax, and the technology was available in Mexico. We've treated over 300 patients in Mexico with the CHIPSA clinic, and now for select physicians, it's available in the U.S. on the right to try. And we've done the first patient last week on the right to try, and we anticipate to be doing a lot more.
Yeah. Now, there's other augmenting technologies. One of my colleagues that we've had on the show before is Dr. Dan Royal, and we've been working on the idea of using scalar technologies. For example, you can suppress nogalase, which is generated by tumors and by viruses and pathogens, and nogalase, and there's other factors, and we can generate the frequencies now doing epigenetic frequency. He's actually sent me some new data today that shows you can actually eliminate these cancer cell markers simply by using scalar technology. So I'm sure these can be augmented. In other words, it's not just one thing. For example, we have apoptogenic nutraceuticals. We use MalignaBlock. We have called it sulfurphane glycosinolate and the elagic acid. We have also things that will strip off the capsule of the tumor, which makes it go from a cold tumor to a hot tumor. And those are very high-dose Power C we have, and high-dose enzymatic therapy called, they used to call Wobenzyme. We have a new Wobenzyme upgrade we call Inflamex, with serapeptase that strips off the tumor capsule, because when you strip it off, it becomes available for the immune cells to find it and kill it. So what you're doing is really remarkable. So if I have cancer patients, I definitely want to refer them to Dr. Winkler and to receive your vaccine along with basically insulin-potentiated low-dose chemo and nutraceuticals that are apoptogenic, like my MalignaBlock and the elagic acid, and enzymes to strip off the capsule to make that tumor that's basically cold and covered by a capsule and make it hot so the immune cells can find and kill it.
This is absolutely correct. And as you know, I mean, with the advent of the age of immunotherapy, a lot of the different practices that were performed by physicians such as Dr. Winkler, which in the beginning, the conventional medical community did not pay attention to, or even worse, the conventional medical community attacks them. A lot of these practices are now starting to make a lot of sense if you look at it in the context of immunology. So, for example, you pointed out low-dose chemotherapy. Well, now we know that low-dose chemotherapy, especially low-dose cyclophosphamide, has a selective killing effect on, as you probably know, on what's called T-regulatory cells.
Right.
So the T-regulatory cells, they protect the tumor. And they, as you understand, it's a dance. It's a multidimensional, multifactorial dance between the immune system and the tumor. And as you pointed out, there's different enzymes on the tumor, such as nacalase. You have the uramic acid, the sialic acid on the tumor. And you need to attack the tumor from multiple angles. But that's why some of these therapies are considered complementary. You know, you mentioned the intravenous vitamin C. What I don't know if people know is it's published that vitamin C inhibits a very important transcription factor called HIF-1 alpha. So HIF-1 alpha is what turns on vascular growth factors in the tumor to stimulate new blood vessels. But HIF-1 alpha, what a lot of people don't realize, HIF-1 alpha stimulates PD-L1 on tumors. And PD-L1 is a very potent immune suppressive molecule. So there's data out there that if you provide intravenous high concentrations achievable by intravenous vitamin C, besides the direct cytotoxic effects vitamin C has on tumors, a sub-cytotoxic effect, you actually decrease immune suppression because of vitamin C decreases HIF-1 alpha, and with lower HIF-1 alpha, you don't have PD-L1. So it's a multifactorial interaction.
Exactly. You know, and he has the IV vitamin C. I have the oral. We have our special product we've got designed. It's calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate. When I get a cancer patient, I send to Dr. Winkler or to other cancer clinics. I put them on 60 to 100 grams a day. And because it's a special mineral salt with a bioperin, the black pepper extract, increased absorption 40%, I recommend both, IV and oral. Because if you do an IV, the IV vitamin C only lasts in your body a matter of maybe an hour or two and it's gone. I want them to maintain a blood level of ascorbic acid that does these biological effects that you mentioned. So, doctor, I want you to email me articles supporting each of the things you're doing, including these different markers for power, for vitamin C and so on. And I'll post them up on my show today. And also the right to know, so if the people are listening in other parts of the country or the world, they need to go to their doctor and say, I want to have this special therapy available, and I want to go through my alternative cancer doctor and get it along with IV vitamin C and maybe ozone therapy. We have ozone, for example, with our hyperbaric chambers, and we discovered when you use ozone in a hyperbaric chamber at 1.3 atmospheres, it doesn't irritate the airway or the body, and some people don't have good vessels, so you have to get a port. Those people who don't have a port, you can put them in a hyperbaric chamber with ozone, and that suppresses cancer too, doesn't it?
Of course. And you might find it interesting, one of the first, the first patent, the first issued patent on using ozone for the treatment of leukemia, I was actually fortunate to have it granted to myself back about 20 years ago. So the area, there was a Canadian patent, so the area of ozone therapy, obviously, it increases oxygenation
We found hyperbaric ozone is even more effective than regular ozone. So when I have an ozone that goes into the compressor line of the chamber at 1.3 atmosphere that's equivalent to 2,000 feet below sea level, and it's more powerful than regular ozone unless you're giving IV with a port. And a port basically means you have a surgical port so you can put it in, and Dr. Weekler has that, but I can get people a chamber and give them basically ozone without a port basically in the chamber. They can even sleep in it overnight if they have a long chamber, or have one of the vertical chambers they sit for a few hours a day.
Wow, this is very interesting. I did not know that you could use ozone in a hyperbaric chamber. That would make sense. I mean, I never thought.
It doesn't irritate the airway. What's interesting, when you dissolve ozone in a hyperbaric chamber, it doesn't irritate the airway like regular ozone in the free air. When you dissolve it under pressure, it's not irritating to the airway, and it kills pathogens throughout the body because cancer is an infection. It is fungi. That's why, for example, the Epstein-Barr virus is positive antigen in cancer. That's why fungal pathogens and fungal toxins are present in virtually every cancer. That's why I refer to the term the cancer is an infection or a fungus.
That's a very, very interesting. And that makes me ask you the question, how much work have you done in the area of modulating the microbiome?
Tons. And I have the Rizal 6 strain from Paris is one of our nutraceuticals. We also have one that's 100 billion organisms. But I do advanced biome testing using DNA markers and so on with some of the advanced labs I've used for years. And everybody that's got cancer has basically a fungus in their tissue. And when I do a quantum scan with the Biophilia 2, which is the latest of the quantum scanners, everybody that has cancer has a fungal and a co-fungal viral or other infection in their cancer. Cancer is not a sterile condition. It's an infection.
Wow. That's very interesting. No, the changes associated with the presence of cancer in terms of the microbiome are very stunning. And I don't know if you've seen, I have a video on YouTube. I can send you a copy.
Yeah, send me a copy of that, because I want to get you on for another show, too, because I'd like to talk about this and expand this considerably, because I do, now that I'm retired from regular practice, I do telemedicine and research, and I'm working on what's called the quantum biocircuits of the body. And I presented my first paper in 1982, and I discovered if you had cancer of the lung, I could actually take the lung cancer frequency spectra with the Keithy Enterprise machine used for the microcircuit industry, and I could scan your bones, and before your bone scan came back, I could tell you which bones the cancer had metastasized to by picking up the frequency spectra on those bones.
Is this similar to the NovoCure? I think NovoCure device.
This machine was a straight microcircuit analyzer for the microchip industry. I'm working on new technology, which I had a new demo on Monday. And if you came and visited to my laboratory, I call it here in Vista, I'd show you my technology with oscilloscopes for measuring the quantum biocircuits, because I believe basically all disease is an informational thing, but every cancer basically is an infection. Every cancer, every heart disease, every stroke, every heart attack is an infection. Yeah. It's all infection.